Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
ES Audio.
From the Evening Standard in London, I'm Mark Blunden, and this is The Leader. While millionaire minister Jacob Rees-Mogg moans about his mortgage repayments going up, how about us mere mortals? Are there any silver linings to this financial Gordian knot the government's wrapped up the country's finances into? Well, the inverse impact of the Bank of England's interest rate hikes means savers are being offered half-decent deals after years of some pretty paltry offers. Now, savers are also being encouraged to refresh any old accounts languishing with poor rates of return. All this comes as Foreign Secretary James Cleverly refused to rule out another government U-turn, this time over corporation tax, when he was pressed over the fallout from Kwasi Kwarteng's calamitous mini-budget. And you may wonder, how are all those well-remunerated MPs coping? Here's Labour leader Sir Keir Starmer, previously on LBC.
Got a mortgage, like millions of other people. We're on a variable mortgage, and therefore, like lots of other people, our outgoings have gone up pretty significantly.
How much have they gone up by? Do you mind my asking?
A few hundred pounds.
So if you're a saver trying to put a few quid aside this winter, how to find the best deal? We're joined by Anna Bowes, co-founder of Savings Champion, which monitors UK cash savings accounts. Anna, could you explain how the current mortgage increase nightmare offers better news for savers?
What we have seen since December last year is that with inflation rising, the Bank of England has stepped in and increased savings rates, so the base rate. And that is linked to both lending rates, so your mortgage, and also to savings rates. So as the base rate rises, so too should your savings rate, because obviously if the banks and building societies are increasing their lending rates, they should also be rewarding savers, because it's the savers who are providing some of the money that the banks then lending out to their customers.
Are all the banks and building societies offering these deals, or do you need to go hunting for them?
The rate at which providers raise their savings rates varies completely. So you'll tend to find that smaller, less known banks, new banks, will be offering higher rates of interest to raise money, whereas banks like the high street banks, they don't have to work as hard to attract money. And so they won't be increasing their savings rates as quickly. So yes, you need to shop around to find the best rates available.
Why is it savings rates have been in the gutter for so many years?
There was a key reason that happened back in July, August 2012. And that was the introduction of something called the Funding for Lending Scheme. The Funding for Lending Scheme was the Bank of England making available to banks and building societies a cheap way of them borrowing money in order to lend. So rather than having to raise money from savers, they could get it from the Bank of England at a very low cost. What that meant was that savings rates just fell off a cliff, actually, and we saw rates overnight really plummeting. And the link between the base rate and savings rate seemed to have been severed, because base rate remained the same. It was 0.5% for much of the last decade. And yet savings rates continued to fall further and further because providers did not need to raise money from savers anymore and therefore were not prepared to pay decent interest rates.
How has the cost of living crisis impacted savings?
Yeah, I think it's really difficult because there are going to be two distinct sets of people. Those people who can afford to save and those people who just simply do not have anything left at the end of the week, at the end of the month, to put away. And it's really hard for them because actually, more than anybody, they probably need that safety net of having a buffer of cash in case something goes wrong. So if there's any possible way of putting anything aside, it just saves you from having to potentially borrow at high rates of interest in order to pay for essential things that might come out of the blue. So the people who can afford to save, and certainly over lockdown, there was a huge amount of money being saved because people simply couldn't spend it in any other way, really. So the saving, the amount of money that people saved went up. Now, of course, people are going to be having to dip into some of their savings to make ends meet. So it's a difficult situation getting the balance right of really trying to save something for the future and just trying to get through the day.
What's your take on the incentives packages being offered by banks and building societies?
It's a bit different with savings accounts. You rarely get offered an incentive to switch to savings account, but it can happen. But it's like you don't really want that to be the motivation to switch, because really you can simply earn better savings rates. So that the key is to look for the best rates. And the one thing at the moment is that there is an awful lot of money, an awful lot, over £250 billion sitting in current accounts, earning no interest at all, presumably because the owners of that money are waiting to do something with it. But in the meantime, they're getting nothing, whereas you could earn way over 2% now on an easy access account. So still have access to that money, but earn some interest as well. So the key is to review the savings accounts that you hold and see what better interest rates are available out there on an account that is suitable. So you don't want to lock it up into a fixed rate bond if you're going to need access to it, because fixed rate bonds do not allow you to access the money until maturity. So if you once you put it in, you're committed. Very unusual nowadays to be able to access a fixed rate bond, even with a penalty. It's simply not available until maturity. So the key is there are lots of good rates out there at the moment. And so it's a matter of looking perhaps outside your normal sphere of who you're comfortable with and see if there is a bank you may not have heard of, but is legitimate, that is willing to pay you a little bit more for you to give them your money.
Let's go to the ads. Coming up, let's talk cash. What are the best savings deals out there? Why not hit rate and follow in the meantime?
How would you like to look 5 years younger? In a clinical study, people that had volume added with Juvederm Voluma XC in the cheeks perceived themselves as looking 5 years younger at 6 months after treatment. Look younger, feel like you. Add volume for lift and contour in the cheeks with Juvederm Voluma XC. Reverse signs of aging by adding volume to smooth laugh lines with Juvederm Volure XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Anna, what precautions should people take when deal hunting for a better return on their hard-earned cash?
Yeah, I think one thing I would probably say it's worth mentioning is that we have seen in the past, and I have no doubt we will see again, that there are some less than scrupulous people out there, especially if you're searching on the internet. So if something looks too good to be true, double check on a trusted website. Of course, I'm going to say Savings Champion, but Savings Champion is a trusted website that only monitors UK cash savings accounts. So if it's not on our best buy tables, then you need to ask the question, why not? and try and find out. So make sure that the bank is legitimate, that the account that is being offered is a legitimate account. So if it's too good to be true, it very often is. So just take some care and be wary that there are some bad people out there who want to scam you of your money.
Any tips on saving strategies?
What I would suggest people do is to set up a direct debit from their bank account on the day or the day after they are paid. That way, if you can put a little bit aside that comes out like one of your other bills, it's another bill to you, and you'll sort of get, you might hopefully get used to that coming out of your bank account, but it's something you're going to benefit from in the future because you'll get that money back. It's not being taken away from you. It's actually you just saving for your future. So that's one thing you can do, is put a little bit away and really start with what you can afford and then try and build up for it. And at the beginning, it doesn't really matter what interest rate you're getting when it's a small amount. But as that money develops and builds up, you need to start shopping around and finding the best rates in the market. Interestingly, regular savings accounts do pay some of the best rates available, but you need to commit normally. You need to commit to that, and they will be available for perhaps a year, and then they'll switch into something else. So there are lots of terms and conditions. Always understand exactly what it is, what all the little bits and bobs about the account that you open, because you don't want any nasty surprises down the line.
How do you assess the current conditions for savings rates in the context of your 3 decades in the finance business?
It's really interesting, because while clearly savings rates are, as I said, the highest that I've seen them ever since we launched Savings Champion, which was in November 2011, these are the highest rates, that pretty much the highest rates we've seen since then. That they were slightly higher in some instances back then, but now certainly we're looking at rates on fixed term bonds that are better than they have ever been in our history. But the cost of living and inflation is much higher than it was too. So while it looks all sunny for savers, the fact is that there are other aspects at play that are not so good for savers, for anybody. What you're gaining on one hand, you may be losing on the other. But what you need to do is really take advantage of these high rates. Don't leave your money languishing with your high street bank, because with the exception of Santander at the moment, which is really extraordinary to see Santander back in the Best Buy tables, who are clearly looking to raise money from savers again, the high street banks can often pay some of the worst rates in the market. So it's just a matter of keeping an eye on what you're earning and see if you can do more, because every penny counts.
Finally, Anna, thanks very much for your time. Could you give us an idea of the best deals out there right now?
So at the moment, like the best easy access account's an online-only account, but it's paying 2.75%. Just to give you an indication, at the beginning of the year, you get about 0.75%. So that's really a significant increase in terms of what the best rate available is paying today compared to before the base rate started to rise. In terms of fixed rate bonds, we recently had a 5-year bond paying 5%. So that's the first 5% rate that I've seen on a bond in the last decade. And even on 1 year, you can get 4.4% now. So there are some really great rates available for people who are prepared to shop around. There are some names that you will have heard about out there, as well as some newer banks that you may not have. Nothing wrong with the newer banks, though. As long as they're part of the financial services compensation scheme, your money is just as secure as it would be with somebody you have heard of.
There's more news in the Evening Standard newspaper and online at standard.co.uk. That's The Leader. We're back tomorrow at 4 p.m.